ஃபேஸ் டு ஃபேஸ் நம்பர் 118 ப்ரொஃபஸர் பிரைன் ஹாப்கின்ஸ். ஐ வாஸ் ரிக்வெஸ்டட் டு டேக் மை சீட் இன் த ஃப்ரண்ட் ரோ அண்ட் அண்ட் இன்டர்பிரிட்டர் சாட் நெக்ஸ்ட் டு மீ. த மகரிஷி வாஸ் சேயிங் தட் வி ஒன்லி நோ தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் த்ரூ சென்சேஷன் டிரைவ்டு ஃப்ரம் இட் ரிமோட்லி. Physicists have shown that in place of what we thought to be a solid object, there are only dancing electrons and protons. I asked if the outer phenomena which I perceive have no reality apart from my ego, how is it that someone else also perceived them? For example, not only do I lift my foot higher to avoid tripping over that stool yonder, but you also raise your foot higher to avoid tripping over it. Is it a mere coincidence that each of us independently has come to the conclusion that a stool is there? The Maharishi replied, "The stool and our two egos were created by one another mutually. While one is asleep, one may dream of his stool and of persons who avoided tripping over it, just as persons in waking life did. Yet, did that prove that the dream stool is any more real? And so, we had it back and forth for an hour, the gathering feeling amused." The Maharishi went on to say that the essential thing is to divorce our sense of self from what our ego and body are feeling or doing. We should think feelings are going on. This body is acting in such and such a manner, but never I feel I act. I objected, "You have told us that all the animal propensities are attributes of the ego. If when a man attains Jivan Mukti, he ceases to feel responsibility for the behavior of his ego and body, won't they run amok completely?" The Maharishi replied, "When you have attained Jivan Mukti, you will know the answer to this question. Your task now is not to worry about it, but to know the self." I said, "Here before us is the Maharishi who has attained Jivan Mukti and so has withdrawn from all responsibility for the conduct of his ego and the body. But though he declares them to be the seat of all evil propensities, his ego and body continue to behave quite decorously instead of running wild." He retorted, "Let the Maharishi deal with that problem if it arises, and let Mr. Hopkins deal with who is Mr. Hopkins." Devotees, homage.